This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 27th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Crop farmers and other renewable fuel advocates await the government's amending process to the GREET model to determine tax incentive eligibility for companies to use crops as feedstocks for sustainable aviation fuel. Phil Brasher's story at AgriPulse.com shares the amended model is not the only step in the process of using ethanol as a source of fuel for airplanes. First, the $1.75 a gallon subsidy is only temporary. Second, the renewable fuel standard, corn-based ethanol, doesn't currently qualify as an advanced biofuel and therefore is ineligible for D4 RINs. Airline officials suggested a desire to transition to sustainable aviation fuel as a means to protect the environment, providing millions of gallons of opportunity for farmers. But Washington red tape threatens the opportunity. You can read Phil's story at AgriPulse.com. Also, AgriPulse Daybreak reported this morning of another piece of legislation to provide regulatory approval and support for feed additives to reduce enteric methane emissions from cattle. Constance Coleman with the American Feed Industry Association says these products are available today.
We've got several companies that are looking to bring forward feed additives that can help reduce the development of enteric methane in the gut of the animal. Those products are definitely on the market. We also have opportunities for feed rations to be put together that allow for reduced enteric methane development and really get more efficiency and more out of the feed that's going into those animals for production itself.
Coleman says other countries with higher regulatory approval standards have embraced the technology.
Certainly Europe, South America, Australia, some of our other major production areas have access to these tools and have had access for a number of years. That's one of the reasons that the industry has been pushing for the Food and Drug Administration Center for Vet Medicine to actually modernize its regulatory process to allow companies here in the U.S. to bring these innovations to the market.
Coleman says two pieces of legislation have been introduced to help farmers and industry have access and utilize the feed additives. The Innovative Feed Act would give FDA authority to regulate feed additives to include label claims on products. And the EMT Less Act would both expand ARS capacity to analyze enteric methane products and practices, as well as help get these products in the hands of farmers. Coleman says methane reductions can be significant.
Some of these products are looking at 25 and 30% reduction, Jeff, which is pretty darn exciting. So it definitely varies by the different ingredient that's utilized or the different additive that would be leveraged by farmers in their fight against methane, but it would it certainly is a significant percentage in that overall effort.
Finally, Coleman says government agencies are ready to help beef and dairy producers implement these products.
We are confident that NRCS is ready and willing to start to update and get the feed management standard that is available to farmers now but hasn't been used in over 10 years. That is being updated right now, and they are ready to start putting some of those EQIP dollars and some of those conservation stewardship dollars out there for farmers to be able to get that cost share they need.
Trade expectations for the USDA's grain stocks report tomorrow sees March 1 corn stocks a billion bushels higher than a year ago at 8.44 billion. Soybean stocks as of March 1 expected to be at 1.83 billion, up 145 million from a year ago. Corn acreage expected to fall by 2.6 million to 92.3 million acres, and soy acres forecast by traders to be up 2.7 million at 86.3 million. AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their challenges. Learn more at Syngenta.com.
Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.